Exclusive: Texas border sector returns to number one position in migrant apprehensions. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on May 21, 2023. The Del Rio sector once again became the busiest along the southwest border as agents apprehended an average of nearly 1,200 migrants per day for the last 4 days. The nearly 4,000 migrants apprehended in the sector during the past 4 days accounted for more than 30% of the total migrant encounters along the entire southwest border. Del Rio sector agents apprehended 3,978 migrants during the past 4 days, according to a law enforcement source. This positioned the Del Rio sector, once again, as the busiest in the nation. The sector fell much lower in the rankings for the past few months as migrant crossings moved to the El Paso and Rio Grande Valley sectors. Agents in the sector are again being challenged with processing large groups of migrants crossing the river together. While processing the groups, Eagle Pass station agents found two small children who had been abandoned on the side of the road in Mexico and carried across the river by other migrants. One child appeared to be an infant girl. Eagle Pass agents encountered two children who were previously found by a group of migrants in Mexico abandoned on the side of the road. Thankfully, the children were unharmed during their journey, and they were brought to safety by our amazing Border Patrol agents. pic.twitter.com/e22poon9khr. Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens, at U.S. Beep Chief Drit, May 21, 2023. On Saturday morning, a group of 74 mostly Honduran, Guatemalan, and Nicaraguan migrants were apprehended near the international bridge near Eagle Pass, Texas. During the evening on Friday, more groups of migrants crossed as agents had to process 120 migrants. With the passing of Title 42, agents are now faced with the longest processing time of putting migrants into the expedited removal process via Title 8. Due to this, and the increasing number of migrant crossings, the Eagle Pass soft-sided processing center is now at 150% of its capacity, according to a different law enforcement source. This means that as many as 2,000 migrants are being held in the facility designed to hold between 1,000 and 1,500. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.